Well, Bigger Than Skull Bane, I hope you are happy.
Yeah.
Huh? I hope you're happy.
Yeah.
Because it's the season finale, and you have not just renewed the show.
Right.
So here we are.
Yeah, you know, it is what it is.
I mean, it's a sad day. And it's always a sad day when it's a season finale, but it's an extra sad day because we don't know the future of the show.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it a sad day. I think I would call it a glad day.
No, it's more like a bad day.
It's more like a rad day. Am I right? That rhymes. So we're gonna keep doing this,
Tyler. It just, again, because it rhymes doesn't mean we're going to continue to do something or do something.
I'm just saying, it rhymes.
It does rhyme, Bigger Than Skull Bane. It does rhyme.
I can't wait to get dirty. Real dirty, baby. No holds barred with Bill being a show. Wanna get filthy right now.
Welcome to No Holds Barred with Bill Venus. I'm the host, Bill Venus. I'm an 18-year veteran taking the last 16 years off, and joining me as always, my co-host, my partner, my tag team partner, co-CEO, and mi amigo, Bigger Than Skull Bane. Bigger Than Skull Bane, how are you and those precious, delicate little hands doing today?
Okay, no, stop. We're done. Tyler, Zelly. You're already out of here. Tyler, get out of here.
What?
I want to talk to Bill.
What for?
Just me and him.
Why? Why do I gotta go?
I just need you to get out of here, Tyler. Just right now.
Tyler, you can come in here.
Oh. Okay. That sounds like fun. I'll do that.
Just do whatever you want. Just get out of here. Bill, for the last time, my hands are manly. Okay? How many times do I have to spell it out for you? These hands are rough, okay? These hands are man hands, all right? Everybody says so. Everybody I've talked to recently says that I have manly hands. And I don't need you spreading the lie that I have soft baby hands, because I don't, Bill. You know what kind of hands these are, Bill?
They're manly hands.
Thank you. Manly hands. Okay? The type of hands that would have built the Eiffel Tower. All right? These are the type of hands that would have chiseled Mount Rushmore. All right? These are manly hands.
Okay.
And I don't need you spreading any rumors,
okay,
Bill.
Okay, Bigger Than Skull Bane. It's fine.
No, it's not fine, okay. Bill.
I'm just goofing with you.
Are you?
It's
are
not
you,
that
though?
Big of a deal.
Okay? Because here's the thing. We're on audio, Bill. Nobody can actually see my hands as proof. All right? So when you say things like that, people just take it for what it is. And now
I
everybody
don't think
thinks
that's true.
I have soft, delicate hands, Bill.
I don't think they
and
do.
And I don't.
I have manly hands.
Okay, that's fine. Now can we just move on with the show?
For what it's worth, man, I think you do have manly hands. All right, they're weathered, and I like that. I like a little weathering in my hands.
All right, Tyler, you can come back in here.
Sweet.
Now.
Be right there.
Just you gotta stop, Bill. You
okay.
Gotta stop.
Okay, fine.
Okay. What did I miss? Did I miss anything important?
What do you mean, did you miss it? You heard everything out there. I just wanted a face-to-face with no interruptions. You heard everything in the control room.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I did. I heard you talking about your soft, delicate hands.
Tyler, okay. We're not doing that. Just stop. All right? We got to get back to the matter at hand, and that is the fact that this is a sad day.
It's a glad day.
No, it's a bad day.
It's a rad day. The type of day that you just walk down the halls.
Tyler,
with the great
Tyler,
big...
what are you doing, man?
Seriously.
I thought you guys were going to start singing with
nobody...
me. I thought it was going to be like a... thought that was like an introduction to a song.
What song would that have been? That's not a song. You walk down the halls...
Song.
What?
It's a song.
It is not.
It is.
Walk down the halls... And we all got to ride in the halls.
See, getting it.
Everybody sing along with
sing
me.
Sing along with me.
Bill Penis is the
monitor. Is he?
He added his name to the lyrics. That's not...
So?
That's not a real song.
It is too. You know how many songs I've added my name to, Big and the Skull Bane? Just for the sake of adding in my name? I do that with every song, okay? Name a song.
Name a song?
Any song. Any song you want.
I can't think of a song. Wait, why can't I think of a song?
Bye-bye-bye-bye, NSYNC.
Okay. Hit me, baby, what? No, that's a different song. I don't know that song. Bye. Yeah, I do. Bye-bye-bye. Bill Penis, wanna be a fool for you. Just another playing your game. See, right there. You just gotta add the Bill Penis. Right there. And it's...
Okay.
I do that with every song, Big Enough School Bane.
Fine. Here's the deal.
Okay.
Because of the fact that you are co-CEO,
right,
along with me as co-CEO.
Yep, good times.
There's no need to renew this show as a contract. There's just no need.
Okay, yeah, I see that. So what are we doing here?
To be honest, I don't know. I mean, this is always your baby, so...
That's true. It is true.
I think we're just doing the season finale, and then whenever we come back, I don't know.
Well, let's...
So, I mean, the thing is like, you and I are going to be here no matter what.
That's true.
Because we have to run the business.
So.
Wait, what about me, though?
That's a good point.
You would continue to be a security guard, Tyler.
Oh, yeah.
Because...
Yep. That's true.
You're a salary employee.
I knew that.
You technically aren't contracted on this show either. The contract's null and void because we own the business.
True.
Bill.
True that.
Like, this is our business now.
Yes.
And so...
Gotta love it.
Tyler is just our employee.
Yeah.
Zelly's technically our employee.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean... We kind of run the show. We don't have to have a contract anymore.
Yeah. That's good. That's good to know. So, I'm Zelly's boss, yet she's having a relationship with me. And she's also kind of our boss over the show. This is a kind of a weird dynamic. How's this going to work?
It's very simple, Bill. You're the boss. I'm not the boss here. Any other situation where a contracted employee would come in to use the facility, I would be the boss. Technically, I'm just in here to help press buttons.
Oh. Huh. Is that okay with you at all? Like, would you rather the dynamic be that you're in charge? Because I'm going to be honest, I kind of like her being in charge, Big and the Skull Bane.
I'm fine with where I'm at.
Okay, well, I kind of have to agree with Bill, though. Like, you're kind of a good boss. You kind of have a good authoritarian... You're kind of a good authority figure. So, how are we going to work this, Bill? That's a good... This is an astute observation. I don't really know how we should work this.
Okay, well, what if we did this? How about outside of the show, you and I are in charge, but when we're on air, like when we're inside this room, okay, it's kind of like a whole different city, you know? And she's the governor of the city. We're going to call her Governor Zelly is what we're going to call her.
Right.
And then
Governor Zelly?
I thought Governor Zelly was kind of charming.
I liked it. I thought it was
cool. Okay, that's fine. We don't have to call her Governor Zelly.
Okay.
We'll just call her Zelly. And then, but outside of this, it's like, you know, it's kind of like how, like if there was a country
right,
that was inside of a bigger country.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Where like you and I run the bigger country outside of the
yes
smaller country. But if we step foot in that smaller country... she's in charge.
Got it.
And that's kind of what I think maybe we ought to go with the dynamic, is once we get in this room, boom, all authority goes to Zelly.
Got it.
Because she's good at this.
I agree.
She's good at this, picking a score, babe.
I agree. I mean, technically, I think she's would be better at the CEO job than us, too.
Yeah.
So,
totally.
I don't mind giving that to her, either.
Yeah. Hey, Zelly, it's all yours if you want it.
No, thank you.
All right, well, anyway, it's settled then, Zelly. So when we come in here, you are in charge. We are not your boss. You are ours, okay? But just so we're clear, you know, if you get a little power hungry, all right, I'll remember it on the outside, all right? Once I get out of here, I'll remember it. So you just mind your P's and Q's, and it'll shut up, Tyler.
I didn't say anything.
You were thinking it. You were thinking about saying it.
What was I thinking about saying? What are you talking about, Biggest Corbane? I wasn't thinking about saying anything.
What were you thinking about then?
Ghosts.
You were thinking about ghosts?
No, I was thinking about ghosts.
That's what he just said, Tyler. He said ghosts.
Right, and I'm saying ghosts.
What are you talking about? I literally just said ghosts. That's
right.
What?
And I'm saying ghosts.
You're saying the exact same thing. You're talking about the little see-through flying thing. When people die, they turn into ghosts.
No, that's what he's talking about. I'm talking about the movie Ghost.
Oh.
I got it. Yep.
Oh,
that makes
sense.
That was a good movie.
A really good movie.
Really good movie, yeah. I was a big fan.
Yeah, Patrick Swayze. Deckum. What an actor. What an actor.
Hey, should we go get tacos?
Yeah, let's do that. That sounds good. I don't know who to plug. Big in a school, Bane. I've lost my notes. I don't know what happened to them. So how about we do this? Let's not take the actual commercial break this time. Let's do a quick rundown, okay? All of us, real quick, all right? You think of somebody, and then I'll think of somebody, and then Jelly will think of somebody. All four of us.
ASMR with ASM Randy. Check it out.
Nobody wants to plug that show. I'm talking about Tales from the Estate. All right. Pulling up a chair with a chair shot. Okay. Talking about In the Marbles. All right. Big in the Skull Bane, you go.
All right. Fully Posable. Saturday Morning Rumble Wheel. TV Toycast. I mean, lots of good shows. You guys know everybody. All right. Just check them out. Just check everybody out. You know the friends. Hell, you're probably all listening to this. Probably not. Okay? Probably not. Anyway, you got it.
Yeah, I'm too busy to listen to podcasts, so I don't have anybody to plug.
Hey, that's okay. That's okay. We're going to go ahead and get out of here, but first, can we hit that little do 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 do, or should we do the flute? Should we do the flute? I kind of like the flute.
Let's do
the flute.
Okay, let's do them back to back. The flute and then the that thing.
Okay, yeah, let's do that. Zelly, hit them both. Welcome back to the show, and once again, dadgum good tacos. And this is the point of the show where I realize that I'm going to miss those tacos.
No, again, you're not. You're not going to miss those tacos because you're going to be here every day.
Yeah, but it's a thing with the show, Big in a Skull Bane.
I get
can't
that.
Just eat them Bertho's tacos every day.
Okay, well, technically you can, okay? I mean, it's probably not good for you, but technically you can.
I cannot.
You know, we can just do it on Tuesdays, whatever.
But we're not
you
doing
know?
A show.
Freaking white people love Taco Tuesday.
I mean, yeah, they do. But we're not doing the show though. What's the point?
Listen, Bill, I would still be fine with eating tacos on Tuesday. It's not a big deal. I mean, we can just go to Umberto on Tuesday.
But you're missing the point, Zelly. You're missing the whole point is that we're not doing the show.
Hey, take it easy, Tyler. Take it easy.
I got excited.
Okay. You can't yell at your boss like that, pal.
I thought you guys were the bosses.
We've already been over this, Tyler. We're the boss, but in here, she's the boss. Did you miss that?
I do not recall that conversation at all.
Okay, but regardless,
You can't talk to her like that. I'm not going to let you do that. As the boss, I'm not going to let you do that. Secondly, that's what we talked about. Outside of this room, Bigger Skull Bane and I are the boss. Like a tag team, okay? And then inside this room, Zelly is the boss, okay?
And then in the supply closet, I'm the boss. So watch out.
Closet is just a closet, so you know you're not the boss in that. It's not a big deal. I think you just got a little excited, but yeah, Tyler, please don't raise your voice in here. The microphones can only take so much volume. Okay.
So should I get a little bit closer to the microphone then when I talk? Should I do that?
No, that's the opposite of what you should do. If anything, you should back away from the mic a little bit.
Back away from the mic,
be
champ.
Like, be more like this when I talk.
No, you gotta come up to the mic a little bit, man.
Jesus!
You're too close, man. You're too close. Back away.
Okay, I don't know what to do here. Somebody tell me what I'm supposed to do. I don't know if I'm too close or too far away.
Tyler, do you see where Bill and I are at?
I might.
Just come a little bit closer. Just a hair closer.
Is it right here?
A little bit closer, champ. You're almost there. How have you been doing this whole time? A little bit closer.
Right here.
Back up just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Right here.
That's too far away again.
Yeah, you just look at me. Look at where I'm at. All right? Look at the distance from my mouth to that microphone and match it.
Okay. Let me see. Right.
Come on. Okay.
You got it.
Come on. Right there.
Okay.
Yeah. Right there.
All right. What's that right here? Is that good?
That's perfect.
Is that good? If that's good, somebody says good.
It's good. You don't right move. There. Don't move.
Please don't. My goodness. How have you been doing this whole time? Without knowing... What happened there?
A lot of things happened there. Bigger Skull Bane, a lot of things. All right? Frankly, I don't want to get into it. Not with you.
Okay. Weird. Okay. Let me just... Let's reset here. All right. We got... You know, Big and a Skull Bane, there was at one point where I felt like this show had some journalistic integrity. But it has gotten to a point with this show that I don't even write notes anymore.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because I just know that the show's going to get so far off the rails...
Sure.
...that there's no point. There's just no point in me writing notes.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even know what to tell you here, man.
I mean, what is there to tell? This is just chaos every single week. We got Tyler who forgets what he's doing. I mean, not even he wouldn't even do anything. Big on a Skull Bane. He wasn't even doing anything. He literally just forgot how to space himself from the microphone. How does somebody do that?
Bill, can we just move on from that? Okay. This is supposed to be a fun day, a happy day. Season finale. Let's not get on to Tyler about that.
She's got a point, Bill. This is the last time you're ever going to see me.
What are you talking about? We're co-CEO. I'm going to see you tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. That sucks.
Burn, Bill. You just got scorched.
Okay, Tyler, you're going to be here tomorrow, too. So I don't know what you're doing.
I'll tell you what I'm doing. Bill, all right, I'm making sure you and Bigger Skull Bane don't get out of line, all right? That's why I was hired. I was hired to make sure you and Bigger Skull Bane walk the straight and narrow, all right? That's why I'm in this room at all times.
Tyler, a lot has changed since you got hired, man. Like, a lot. Okay? That's... I don't know what makes you think that you have any sort of authority over me and Bill.
I've got all the authority over you two. You two chumps, all right? Just because you're big, bad CEO, all right? I want you to look at old Curz and Way over here. They're ready to be fed, all right?
What are we doing here?
Yeah, I don't know.
Why are you getting hostile? Tyler.
Yeah, I don't see the point in you getting upset
over nothing. Hey, just a friendly reminder why I was here in the first place, all right? To step in if you two step out.
Tyler.
Of line.
Tyler, they're right, though, okay? They're in charge, so that whole reason why you were hired, it's kind of null and void now. I mean, we do need a security guard here, but you're not really here for them anymore. That was some trickery by Big Underscore Bane.
See, Bane, you're the reason I got hired?
We've been over this before, man. Yeah, like, I mean, indirectly, I didn't hire you myself, but yeah, I told Zelly via email to hire a security guard to watch over the pot. That was a whole thing. That was a whole thing.
I'll be dadgummed, because that's a good move. Solid move there, Big Underscore Bane. Okay? And I appreciate it. So, I just want to tell you that before the show gets canceled.
It's not getting canceled.
I appreciate it. Okay, thank you for giving me this job, giving me this opportunity to once again be a part of something, because I'll be honest with you. I feel like I'm too close to the mic.
You're not.
Do I need to back up a little
bit? No, you don't. You need to come closer a little bit. No, Tyler, you got to come closer to the mic a little bit. Stay right where you were.
Right there.
It's too close. That is too close, Tyler. Too close. Back away. Just a hair back away.
So it's good. It's good right here.
Yes, that's good, Tyler. That's good. Listen, we got to wrap it up because Big Underscore Bane has a whole routine with his hands to keep them all nice and soft.
Hey,
stop. Stop doing that. What do you stop doing that? Why do I have to keep telling you that?
Hey, I'm just kidding you there, pal. Zilly, what does a rule book say about a CEO firing another CEO? Is that a thing? Can that happen? Can I do that?
No. You guys are equals, so neither one of you are over one of the other. Neither one of you can fire each other.
Well, ain't that something special to have Big Underscore Bane? Okay, but... Well, who decides if a CEO needs to go?
Probably the bank. The company files for bankruptcy.
Right.
Hey, I mean, that's the only thing I can think of.
Let's hope that doesn't happen to Big Underscore Bane. Listen, let's go ahead and, I guess, wrap it up for the season. Zelly, you got any final thoughts?
Should I? I didn't think to prepare anything.
Well, I just thought off the cuff. I thought maybe if you had some final thoughts, you know, you could go ahead. But hey, it's no biggie. Big Underscore Bane, what about you? You got any final thoughts?
No, I mean, yes, I do. As a matter of fact, okay. Everybody out there who's listening to this, I want you guys to know something, and it's super important. I have very manly hands, okay? They're rough, they're rugged, they got blisters on them, okay? They're tough. So, there we go.
It's fine, people. It helps them sleep at night. Tyler. Shoot. How you doing, champ?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Solving crimes. Preventing crimes. I do it all the times. And that rhymes. And that rhymes. I can't stop rhyming. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't stop rhyming.
Yep. Yep, there's that. I guess for my final thoughts, take care of yourself and each other.
That's beautiful. Did you just come up with that?
I did. Did just come up
you
with that.
You didn't? That was Jerry Springer, man. That was Jerry Springer. He said that for years.
Okay, but I just came up with the idea to quote Jerry Springer. So it was still, I just came up with that. What are you getting so uptight
that's
about?
Because that's not how it works, man. That's not how
okay,
it works.
Okay, you know what, Sally? Can we just go ahead and hit that thing, please?
Yeah.
Take care of yourself and each other.
That's not your quote.
Let's go, man. The music's going.
I
get it. But
thank you for tuning in to another fantastic edition of Holds Barred with Bill Benis. I'm the host, Bill Benis, an 18-year veteran taking the last 16 years off. And big enough school band quit interrupting me. All right? Stealing lines. Appreciate you guys tuning in this season. Had a great season. Fun times. And we'll be back with another season very soon. All right? Don't you worry your pretty little head about it. Big enough school band wants to say bye to the people.
Hi, everybody.
Donna wants to say bye to the people.
Goodbye, everybody.
Shelly, would you like to say bye to the people?
Goodbye, everybody.
All right. Till next time, we'll see you down the road.
We have another season in the books there, Big enough school band. I guess, Till next time?
Well, again, I mean, we'll see. Hell, we're not leaving the place right now. We still got till like 5 o'clock till we leave, so it's fine. But yeah, I mean, not a bad season. Weird. Really weird season.
Yeah.
But did you figure out with the trolls?
Oh, yeah, we got it all squared away. I made a replacement cake for them. I actually made a few. I gave him a cheesecake, gave him a cookie cake. And I gave him a chocolate cake. And I said, listen, guys, I'm sorry. And I'm sorry the carrot cake didn't work out. So I think we're all good. They put me on what they basically said was probation. All right. So, like, as long as I don't kick another troll for the next year, it's all good.
Right. What about Cleaner and his money? Nobody else has asked about the money. I'm kind of shocked. What about Cleaner, though?
Oh, yeah. So what I did basically was I took the money I've been saving and gave it to Tank to give to Cleaner as like a first installment payment. So I think I got like 3 more to do and we'll get it taken care of. But kind of like a good faith thing. You know what I mean? Like I'll get you the money. You know, just give me some time. You know what I mean?
Where's my money? Where's my money, Bill?
You'll get it at the end of the week, okay? It's called a paycheck, pal. You'll get it when you get it.
Well, I kind of needed it now, so this is a bad day.
Oh, it's a sad day.
Do you mean a rad day?
Happy day that you just walked down the halls. Down the halls.
Yeah.
Bill Benis is the homeowner.
I actually do like that song. That's a good song.
You guys are not good singers.
I thought we did all right.
Jesus.
You're too close, man. You're too close. Back away.
Okay, well, I don't know what to do here. Somebody...